So, everybody say, I wanted to continue the Sugya D'Alma. We're not doing Baba Basra now, but I hope that next week we'll be able to touch on some Baba Basra to try to give that shear on the Sugya that we sent out in the Maror Mekoymis already. And then maybe we'll have time for a Yom Kippur shear. We'll see. We're going to figure out what the story is. But just in this Matzei Rosh Hashanah on this Tainis, and just with the Rabbanu Shalom, as I pointed out, communicating to us and Klal Yisrael with the Sugya D'Alma, the Daf Yomi, dealing with the nature of Rosh Hashanah, I thought it was appropriate to continue the discussion and perhaps, you know, roll it into what we're experiencing now with Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So everybody said before Yom Tov, we spoke about the special nature of Rosh Hashanah, how it differs from every other Yom Tov, and the fact that it really has a Kedusha B'Torah Vaday. There were situations that you could have 2 days without a Suffik because of the fact that the Gemara said, Niskalkulu Alevim Bashir. So last time, and for those of you that missed the Makoros, are in different time zones, you know, I wanted you guys to see those Makoros because it's fascinating. There are many, many different problems with that suggestion. As we spoke about last week, the Rambam paskins that Shira is not Ma'akev. Tosos and Rashi, the Tosis Yontif thinks paskin based on the Sugya and Kiddushin with Ezra being Oilami Bovel, that like they paskin like the day in the Gemara and Sukkah that Iker Shira is Bekli and Iker Shira is not Bepeh. So many Mefarshim hold that there wasn't even a difference between the language of the Shira. If that's the case, and as we pointed out, the Tosas Arash's question, that the Nesachim, which is the libations of the wine, which is when they perform the Shira, could really be delayed after Yontif. You could actually bring the Nisach Hayayin now. So why is it so specific to the Shira, and why is that something which primarily is not even Ma'akev, is going to hold up and suspend and change the nature and the fact that we had to experience 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And it's going to be even stronger than a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, because as the Gemara says, Beitza Shenolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, because it's Kedusha with certainty, and it's not the same Memanav Shach and Sveika Diyoma. So we suggested, Rabbi Yisai, that perhaps the Gemara and Chazal and the Torah, we're looking for something additional. As we spoke about in the last year, that Shira, it's not enough just to do the Avodah, but specifically when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there is something that's lacking without the Shira. And we spoke about the Avodah finding the Shir both in Nigla and in Teres HaNister. But Rabbi Yisai, as much as I think that's true, I want to extend and come back to the world of Nigla, and enter into the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Because the MS is, Rabbi said, there's another kasha that has to be dealt with. And this is the Abam kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara on Daf Vav tells us historically that Rav Huna made a statement that historically most months of Elul never ended up being Me'uber. And they were not elite months. And the Minchas Chinuch says that this is going to have ramifications la'alacha. Why is it that we don't keep 2 days Yom Kippur? Anyone know?
Sakana.
Sakana? I don't know. The Gemara says you could last for 3 days. Maybe it's you're just saying that because it's a fast day. What does the Minchas Chinuch say the reason is? Because you rely on this, you rely on the fact that most months of Elul were not Me'uber. And as long as I have a Rove, so that's sufficient. So if most Rove, if Rove months of Elul are not Me'uber historically, and we could assume that we know which day is Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to tell us L'gabi Yom Kippur, where there's Tzar, or Julian wants to say Sakana, you know, we can rely on that Rove. So what happened to Rove? Why don't we forget everything we just experienced with Rosh Hashanah? Keep one Rosh Day Rosh Hashanah and just follow that rule. Majority Elul's are not Mo'abar, are not elite month. We follow a rove to kill someone. We follow a rove to make sure in the world of marriage, in the world of Sreifas Kachim, of Truma, why can't we follow a rove, L'gavi Yontif? And especially when we're doing it, L'gavi Yom Kippur. Everyone hear the kasha? That's the bomb kasha, the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Gemara tells you that this reality was correct. Roiv Elos Lav Mu Barosein. What does Minchas Chinuch say, Rabbi Isai? Minchas Chinuch gives a teretz. What does he say? Anyone see the Minchas Chinuch? Trevor, are you sleeping? Well, this is what happens to you guys without coffee. It's not even late in the day. Oh, so comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch says that this is a shvach rov. This rov you can't rely on. Why? It's because there's a rov today against this rov. It's a rov keneged a rov. What rov is going up against the rov of most elos are not mover? Whenever a rov has a reyusa, says the Minchas Chinuch, you can't follow the rov with the same credibility, with the same allegiance. Why? Because there's a rov going up against this rov. The rov keneged a rov. When did most of the Eidim on Rosh Hashanah show up? Earlier in the day on Rosh Hashanah. And yet, what's the chashash of the Gemara? Not to accept Eidim, bina mincha l'mala, even though Eidim might come. And it might end up becoming the first day Rosh Hashanah later in the day, right? But there's a problem, right? What does the rov tell you about that day? They're probably not coming. Because most other days, they usually come earlier in the day. So that schmecks that tomorrow is probably Rosh Hashanah and not today, right? So says the Minchas Chinuch, by definition, when the Eidim don't come later in the day, which was the Sivas HaTakana, there is automatically a weakness in my original rov. And there's another rov that's going up against that rov. And therefore, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I can't rely on the rov of rov Elul's Lav Mu Barosim. Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai? The Eidim, we spoke about last week that the Takana was because maybe the Eidim were coming later in the day, right? So maybe today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, and the fact that they haven't come, so maybe tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, right? So we ask now, the Minchas Chinuch says, why? Why do you have to even make this takana? Why don't you just say, if rov months of El are not elite months, are not 30 days, that's sufficient alone to dictate that the first day is Rosh Hashanah. That's the Minchas Chinuch's kash. And the proof is, says the Minchas Chinuch, you're going to rely on the rov for Yom Kippur. You with me on the kasha, Benny? Again, there's a takana, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. What's the takana, 2 days Rosh Hashanah about? Why do we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Because of Sveika de Yoma? Classic Yontif Shaila? No. Because we relied on the Eidim. And the Eidim sometimes delayed themselves. And they didn't come till after Mincha. So, and then what happened? The Levium got messed up in their Shira, right? And then that's what we spoke about last week. Why specifically the Shira? There's much more fundamental issues. There's the carbon. That might be the wrong carbon that they brought. The Musaf might be the wrong carbon. So that's what we spoke about last week. But so therefore, what they enacted is that they're going to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And it's not going to be like a Sveika de Yoma that you could say, one egg that's born on one day is going to be mutter the next day because one of these days aren't holy. No, both of these days are holy. Why? Because we made Kedusha on the first day because perchance the Eidim might come. And it's going to end up being Rosh Hashanah. But also the Eidim might not come. So therefore we're going to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. Good. Says the Minchas Chinuch, don't make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Make today Rosh Hashanah the first day without Eidim. Why? Because Rov Elul's are not Mo'uber. So I can rely on Rov without Eidim. You don't have to answer every Shiloh with Eidim. You can answer some Shilohs with Rov. You kill a person through a Rov. So why can't we follow Rosh Hashanah through a Rov? Everyone got the Kasha? Zokta Minchas Chinuch, no, because there's a problem with this Rov. There's a Reisa in the Rov. Itra laruba. The Rov has a Reisa in it. There's a chisaron. There's something lacking in this Rov. What? Going up against this Rov of Rov Elul's being Ma'uber is the fact that the Eidim usually come earlier in the day when they testify about a day being Rosh Chodesh. And yet now it's getting later in the day on the first day Rosh Hashanah. And the Eidim didn't come. That is a Rov to tell you the opposite, that tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah and not today. So when you have a clash between these two Rovs, that's why Chazal had to make a takana and they said they couldn't rely on just the Rov of most months are, most Elul's are Mo'ub. There's a Rov connected this general Rov. Yes, Rov months are Mo'uber. Rov Elul is Mo'uber. Is not Mo'uber, I'm sorry. That was incorrect. Most Elul's are not Mo'uber, are not 30 days. They usually end up only 29 days. However, there's also a problem with today because the Eidim haven't come yet, and usually they come earlier in the day. So when you have a Rov, can they get a Rov? So that neutralizes the Rov, and I can't anymore follow the Rov. Yeah, David.
Is the fact that they normally come earlier in the day a rove that's connected against the roves?
Yeah, it's dictating the same. It's dictating the opposite halacha. It's an inference that maybe
it's the fact that we don't have that rove today.
What?
It's the fact that we don't have that rove.
It's the fact that if it were correct that today was Rosh Hashanah, like your other rove is telling you, then Eidim probably would have been here.
So meaning because most Elul's that they come on time, they come.
Yeah. Most time that Eidim come when they're being Mekadesh that day, they come earlier in the day. So you have a Rov, can I get a Rov? So that's a suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Vosner in Shevet Alevi has an entirely different pshat, which is a fascinating pshat. He says, you're right, you have a Rov. And maybe you're correct that we should have followed the Rov like the Gemara says, that most Elul's are not Mo'uber, and that should dictate that today is Rosh Hashanah. But comes along Rav Vosner and he says, but that's not going to help you. Why is that not going to help you? Anyone see it inside? A fascinating pshat. Anyone see it? No?
And it's Tali B'maisa.
So that was one pshat, but then he went on and he said another pshat. Did you see that what he said? That you need the Maisa Kiddush in order to carry out the halachas of the day? Meaning, even if post facto, Lema Freya, we're going to say that eventually that this is going to be Rosh Hashanah. But that's not going to help you in terms of your practices until Beis Din says, B'kodesh, B'kodesh, and they go through and they have Eidim to be Mekadesh. So very nice you have a Rov. But your Rov doesn't help you because I can't be knowing on the day as Rosh Hashanah and fulfill the practices of Rosh Hashanah until the day is Niskadish. This is a fascinating concept. You have certain halachos or bosai, that even though eventually they might be true retroactively, it's only going to be kicked in once you go through a certain Maisa Mikano Lahabel. This is what Rav Chaim Brisker coins the term Mikan Ulahaba Limafreya. Means I need to be Mekadesh the day now in order to kick in that the entire past few hours was actually considered Rosh Hashanah prior. And it's not going to be helpful in terms of my practices up until I go through that Maisa Kiddush. So Rav Osler says, yeah, very nice. You have a verification that it's Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rov that it's Rosh Hashanah. But how does that help you?
up until you go through the Maisa Kiddush, it's not going to help you through the practices of the day. And that's why the Gemara had to come on to the Takana of Chachamim to be Noyeg the day, Bitaras Vada, and to be Mekadosh the day already. And you can't just rely on the rule. Is this absolutely true, Rav Ossai? Is this correct, what Rav Ossner assumes? I want you to go back in time, Rav Ossai, and think about the situation back in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. When they said that they have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah and they were waiting for the Edom to come. So we know that they wouldn't do Malach. But here's my question. Would they make Kiddush that night? Would they daven a Yontif Dikashmina Esrei, a Rosh Hashanah Dikashmina Esrei, and Tefillah before the Edom came? The Meiri says they did. The Meiri says practice was per usual. When we endowed it with Rosh Hashanah, it looked like Rosh Hashanah. It smelled like Rosh Hashanah. It felt like Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, Rav Ossai, so then that's a weakness in Rav Ossner's chat. Because it's not necessarily true that you need to mamish have the Kiddush in order for everything to kick in. It could be that Klal Yisrael were actually being noyig, full force Rosh Hashanah, in all of their practice, even though Beis Din didn't go through the Maisa Kiddush. Now, I acknowledge that this might not be universal. Rashi in Beitza that I quoted on the last week's Nekoiris, Rashi says that they were Nizar Shaloy Lezalzo Bayoim Veloy Osu Malacha. It sounds like that they didn't do just Malacha, but they didn't have any other practices. I just want to point out that this was a question, La Halacha, the way they would be Noyeg on that first day Rosh Hashanah, before the Edom came. Rabbi Yisai, I was thinking that perhaps there's a new Yusayid over here. Perhaps we can answer the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha with the following idea. When I say that I want to follow Rov, is that certain? Is that a Hachra B'Teres Vadai when I follow Rov? Do you know who raises this question, Rav Ossai? The Baal Shev Shmaitz of the Ktois HaChoshim raises this question. And he brings a raya. He says that the Gemara talks about in Bava Metzia that if you have a group of animals that are going through the corral for Meiser Behema Rabbi Yisai, right? Very Kibakaras Roa Edro, right? The sheep are going through. And then what happens? One of the ones that were counted jumps back in and messes up the count. So the Gemara says they're all putter. So Tosis asked the Kasha, why? Why don't you say that it's batel barov? And who cares if it was counted already? But you should be mevatel a barov and therefore continue the halacha per usual and get your meiser behema animal. So the Shev Shmaitza points out that if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shem the Rush, he says the following terrors. And this is the yesod that I want to bring out. He says, Rov's not going to help you here. Because Asiri Vadayam Rachmana Veloy Asiri Sofet. What does that mean? It means when you go through the process of Maiser Behema, you got to know B'teres Vadai, that this is the 10th animal. And you can't rely on any halachos that are taking a chance and being Mesupuk, even if the majority is suggesting such a thing. It's not the same level of certainty. And even though we follow it, and even though we believe in it, but it's not fulfilling whenever the Torah says a language of Vada. Asiri Vada, the 10th has to be Bavadas. So if that's the case, Rav Ossai, Rov is not certainty. It's something that the Torah dictates that we could follow, even though it's possible that it's not necessarily going to be for sure. So I'd like to suggest to you the following idea. Rabbi Yisai, take out your Gemara Baba Basmas. I didn't put this on the Maram Komos. And it's probably a Gemara that we're not going to get to. And it's on Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the middle of the way, right before the really thick lines, two lines before the really thick lines, the really wide lines. Darash Rabbi Yossi bar Abshalom. Rabbi Yossi bar Abshalom said the following, didn't Keneged Rosh Hashanah. Kashem Shem is an Isaf Shal Adam Ksub Lai Me Rosh Hashanah, just like a person's food and sustenance is set on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Kach Chisronosov Shal Adam Ksubin Lai Rosh Hashanah. So too, that which he's going to be lacking is going to be set and established on Rosh Hashanah. Zacha halo paros, l'rav lachmecha, loy zacha v'aniyim merudim tavi bais. Then the Gemara says as follows, ki hod b'nei achte d'rab Yochanan ben Zakkai. Like the story of the nephew of Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chazu lohu b'chelma, He saw in a dream that he's going to lose seven hundred dinar. Asinu, shokel minayu litzdach. He went to his house and he took it out of his house. He told him, give it to tztaka right now. Poshkabayu Shivasre Dinre. How much money was left by him? 17 dinar. Kimota Mala Yoima de Kippura. This happened on Rosh Hashanah. Right? The dream happened on Rosh Hashanah. Kimota Mala Yoima de Kippura. When it came, Erev Yom Kippur, Shadr de Bey Kesar. The Bey Kesar sent soldiers by him. Naktinu. And they took from him. Amalu Rabbi Yechonim and Zakai. Lo Tidchulon. Don't get nervous. Shiva dinari gabaychu shaklinu minaychu. They're only going to take 17 dinarim that are left by you. Amar lei, he says to him, really? How do you know this? Mino yadis. How did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai know how much they're going to take from me? Amar lehu chalmo chazoi lecha. I saw it in a dream. Right? Rashi says, posh gabayu. I'm sorry. Chazav v'chalma. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Shiv sa'adrin shalona sa'adztaka misheva mea. Right? When was this? This was all on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He took care of this. Rashi says. He says what? He says, I saw it in a dream. Amar lei v'amai lo yamred lon dinasvinu. So why didn't you tell me that? Amar lehu amino ki. So he said, because I wanted to make sure that you were yotze the mitzvah lishma. You wouldn't know that I had this dream. And I wanted to make sure that you knew about it specifically. You didn't know about the dream and you just did it anyways. And it was stuck us, so you'd have a mitzvah lishma. So Rabbi Isai, I once heard from the Tolna Rebbe, a beautiful deek in this Gemara. Why is this Gemara specifically based off of the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah time? So he said as follows. He said, the emes is your yaitza the mitzvah of tzedakah, even if you would have known about it. But when it comes to the yantav of Rosh Hashanah, he wanted him specifically to be yaitza the mitzvah on the highest level, in the most lishma possible way. And I'd like to suggest specifically why that is. So Rabbi Sai, this is a major yisod. There was a beautiful story with the Aderes. Anyone know who the Aderes was? The father-in-law of who? Father-in-law of Rav Kook. So the Aderes was called by Rav Shmuel Salant to come over and take over for him to be the Rav or Rav Shi of Yerushalayim. Anyone know this story? So the Aderes, when he was called to be the Rav or Rav Shi of Yerushalayim, it was a big commotion. Now taking over, right, for Shmuel Salant. Shmuel Salant said, from now on, from this day forth, when there was a big commotion, when he came into Yerushalayim, said, you are going to be the Pesach. All Shilas go to the Aderes, and all Seder Kiddushins go to the Aderes. Kachava Rabbeisa Yerushalayim, there was a chasana that day. A girl and a guy were getting married. The whole town came, no matter whether you were invited or not, everybody was going to be at this first chasana of the Aderes. This is the big hack, Rabbeisa. None of this narishkeit that, you know, the real, this is the good hack. You know, the new Rav HaRashir of Yerushalayim, everyone's got to be at this chasana. And everyone was there. So, big anxious situation, right? The first day on the job. And the Aderes is called up to be Masadi Kedushin. And Rabbi Yisai, I think we mentioned this, but in the Shmuz before Kisavo. But, you know, the halacha is that Chazal were metakin that when it came to Kriyas HaBikurim, that people messed up and they didn't know how to read the parsha, so they were metakin that there would be a kain that would be moitzi them in the Lashon. And we have a halacha kavua b'zman hazeh that the Mesader Kiddushin makes the bracha kedesh loy levayish zachasun, that he shouldn't have to chas v'shalom mess up the bracha and be embarrassed. Ultimately, he's still in a matzav of dating with his wife. They don't really know each other too well still because they haven't really lived with each other. And there's a lot more to learn and to adjust. And it's just like a very, 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 very expensive date, this whole chasana. And we don't want to embarrass him on his date. We don't want him to look bad. So therefore, they made a takana similar to this halacha of Bikurim, that the Rav would be might see him in the bracha. So the Aderes gets up there, right, Kedarkenu, right, with the minig kavua that the Masadi Kedushin is the one who makes the bracha. And he gets up before the long bracha of Asher Asar Lanu Asarusos, Iter Lanu Asanusuos, right, which is needs explanation also why there's such a lengthy bracha, Rabbi Yisai. Pella that Briska Rav has a whole arichus on this. Why is there such a long bracha? The Rosh Maseches Bracha in Maseches Ksubis says this is not like any other Birkas HaMitzvah that we have. That it's got to be something. There's got to be something deep within this bracha that we mentioned, this lengthy bracha, before we're involved in the mitzvah of Kiddushin. So comes along that's a Russian Ksubas and Avzayin. You should take a look at that Rush. Very fundamental Rush. About Shechita and about Kiddushin. And he doesn't think that there's even a marriage, a mitzvah to get married. But comes along the Aderes and he says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam shakol nivadvar. First day on the job, he didn't even get to the complicated bracha yet. The whole reason for the takon is the next bracha. He didn't even get to that bracha and he already messed up. So he realized, okay, first day on the job, this slip on. He says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam bar b'riyagov. And then he went on to the complicated bracha. So the Velt, Rabbi said, the Yerushalmi Velt, said, okay, we have a kasha after the chuppah that came up to him. He said, Rabbi, you have to explain this to us. Bishlama, you were nervous. It was the first day on the job. You didn't realize it was a bar priya gofen. So you messed up. Okay, nicha. But here's the real kasha. The Gemara says that if you make a shahakol niya bidvaro, it's not l'chachila, but b'diyevid your yotze. Kevin shabirich shahakol yotze. So why do you fix it up? What's with the mistake, shabitoicha mistake? So listen to the word of the Aderes, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not telling you necessarily to pass him like this, but listen to his yisod. Aderes said, I'm a shliach over here. I'm a shliach from the chosin and kala, to now be moitzi them in the haschola of their marriage, in the foundation of their binyan bayis b'Yisrael. And I'm going to build that off wobbly bricks. I'm going to start that binyan with a b'di'evit. Then I lose my shlichus. And it's a bracha levatol. He had in mind for me to be a shliach in a fortified, cemented foundation for his marriage. And that's why the halacha is different when I'm being mitzi him in that bracha to start off his marriage. This idea of the Aderes,
of the foundation and the Haskalah is found in the Chacham Shlomo or Shlomo Kluger in Hilchas Chanukah in Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the famous Kasha, the Pnei Yeshua, that asks Rabbi Yisai, if Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, if the Tumah is permitted, as the Gemara in Yuma Davov says, for Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, what was the entire nes of Chanukah that we had to find a tahor canister of oil? Hello, the Torah permits Avoida B'tumah, and Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. Zok the Heilige Chochmah Shlomo, and he says, yes, when you have the ongoing avoda, and you need to rely on Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so then that is mutter. But what they were doing at the times of the Maccabim, Rabbi said, they were doing something else. They were consecrating the Beis HaMikdash. They were being mechanech the Beis HaMikdash mechadosh. You can't start a chinuch of Beis HaMikdash on a Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or on a matzav of B'diyevet. Memela Rabbi Yisai, that's the Yisoid that Talmud Rebbe said in the Gemara of Basra. It's true, you're yoy to the mitzvah tzedakah all year round. But this dream happened in Rosh Hashanah time. This story happened on Rosh Hashanah. And there's a reason for this. And it's telling you that we need everything to be in the highest regard, in the most lachachila fashion, to build the chinuch of our lives right now, Rabbi Yisai. This Chochmah Shlomo and this concept of chinuch is what's relevant in our whole year, Rabbi Yisai, right now. We're being mechanech the year. We're being maschil mechadosh. We have a brand new life. We're going to start with a Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. We're going to start with a Tzedakah Shaloi Lishma. That is the Yisai that comes out. The Mele Rabbi Yisai, I thought to myself, could be that the answer to the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha is yes, you're right, there's a Rov. And for Yom Kippur, we're going to rely on that Rov. And it could be that the Rov is even valid, not like the Minchas Chinuch says. Oh, but Rosh Hashanah Yisoida is what? Needs a Vados. Rosh Hashanah needs clarity. Rosh Hashanah needs to be the foundation of the year. Rosh Hashanah can't begin with any Sveikis. Asiri vaday omer achmono, like the Shev Shmaitza said in the Toisa Rosh in Bava Metzia. You can't have any sveikas when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. I need to go into Rosh Hashanah building the foundation of the year without any wobbly blocks. So therefore, I can't begin this with any sveikas, with any miutim, with any minorities, with any questions. And that's why Chazal needed to enact a yontif of Rosh Hashanah b'teres vaday, even though they had a rov in their pockets that they could have relied upon. But Rabbi Yisai, this is not just relevant to the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, but it's what Rosh Hashanah begins, the practice that we find ourselves right now today in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rosh, in the last few lines of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, quotes a Yerushalmi.
Yerushalmi says as follows, and the Gaon says that it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Gaon says that it's the source for the practice in Shulchan Aruch. I'll read you the Rosh. Yerushalmi Parakam de Shabbos Rabchia Rabba Makbid Larag Iat Yochel Lamechel Kula Shasa Vitara Echel Vilo Echel Shiva Yamim Bishas. So he quoted a practice that what they used to do, there were people that used to eat Kulin Bitara. They used to be Makbid, even if they weren't Kohanim, they would make sure that they wouldn't eat, even though they didn't have an Isser to become Tameh, that they would eat Kulin Bitara. So the Yerushalmi says that there were certain people that weren't makbid the rest of the year. But for seven days, you should be makbid. Because of the Avi Ezri, Kibalti She'elu Sheva Yomim Hin Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippur. That this is referring to the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Aseres Meitshuva. Okay, Nogu Ba'ashkenaz Af Oso She'en Nizhar Mipas Shal Nachrim Kol Hashanah Ba'Aseres Meitshuva Nizhar. That's why Rabbi say Alach L'Maisi, you should all be aware, it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tuf Resh Pei Beis, I believe, that that we don't eat any Goyisha baked breads during this week. Now, Rabbi Yisai, that could change a lot of people's diets. That doesn't include classic bread. It means anything baked. And we can talk about this and get into more details in another shiur about the halacha of paspalter. Paspalter is a heter that many people rely on the rest of the year. Sfardim are machmir on it. And there are pious Jews that are machmir on it, that any Goyisha company or any Goyisha bakery that bakes bread, obviously all the ingredients being kosher, as long as it's a baker, then you're allowed to eat it. You are never allowed to have kosher bread cooked in your Goyisha neighbor across the street from your house. If they made sure it's kosher and you verify that it's kosher, their ingredients, but they baked it for you, or a housekeeper in your house, they eat it, right? That is a problem of pasakum. Pasakum is something that's aser. There is a leniency that many are makel, that paspalter, if it's a bakery and you know has a mashkiach and you know that it's kosher, so then you're allowed to eat bread. Bread means anything that baked, that includes rabosai, any pas, cakes, cookies, that's also included in this. So therefore, rabosai, entimins, you know, I don't know what your Drake stuff during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you don't have that. Okay, that's all pas akum. That's all pas palter. And we're machmir, this minig of pas palter, even though we're makel the rest of the year, because of the auspicious time that we find ourselves, that it's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And that's based on this story in the Yerushalm. Okay, everyone clear on that? The truth is, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you should try to be machmir also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the minig in my shul. So Rabbi Yisai, I have a kash. What kind of joke is this? What kind of joke is this? I just told you that it's mutter the rest of the year. No one here is probably going to be machmir on paspalter. Right? You're all going to stick to your favorite cookies and cakes and entimins and whatever, right? Everyone's going to be makel on it. So, like, why are we, like, even putting on this charade? Like, what are we doing during these 10 days? Like, tshuva is supposed to be real. Tshuva is supposed to be authentic. Don't start putting on a shtick. I like, you know me, Rabbi Yisai. You know I don't like shtick. You know, like, be real. Be amistic. So what are you trying to do? You're not being mekabel this minig. You're not changing your anhugas. You're not really returning to another place. This is not going to be something that's lasting. So why bother even start it? Why was Shulchan Aruch even, and Shulchan Aruch knows that you're not going to. Shulchan Aruch is the same author that writes in Yerideya, in the second Chiluk of Yerideya, that by the way, it's okay, there's what to rely on. Okay, with the exception of the Shach, the Mechaber, fine. But Lamaisa, there's the Minigah Oilam is to be makel on this. So what's up? What's going on here? Or perhaps it's exactly what we're saying, Rabbi Yisai. Perhaps we know that this is not going to last. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not appropriate right now. Because now's the building blocks. Because now's the tztaka lishma. Because now is going to be that tumah hitra b'tzibur b'shas hachinuch is not accepted. Because now we're not going to rely on rov. Because now we are going to endow and consecrate this year, B'Torahs V'Adolos, to build the strongest foundation that we could ever have for the rest of the year. And that's the Teretz. It's not a contradiction. It's not a shtick. It's the same Yisod that we're proving from all of these sources. It's the Yisod of Ascholos HaAvoda. We are right now, Rabbi Yisai, building the foundation of the entire year. Rosh Hashanah is not over, Rabbi Yisai. This Yisod carries throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva. You now are cementing those foundation blocks. And Rabbi Yisai, we all learned very well
unfortunately, this year. What happens when a building is wobbly and the foundation is not secure? And say the foundation is not cemented in right, what could happen to the rest of the building? Gufa basa resha gar. Everything else, the body of an animal, of a person, follows the Rosh. So too, the year has a body that's just playing out everything that's compacted into that Aser Simechuva, into that beginning, into that consecration. So Rabbi Yisai, perhaps in the world of Lumdus, and it's not a contradiction to the world of Pnimius, that's the Yisai that we find ourselves now. That's the Yisai to the Minchas Kenach's Kasha of Rov, and that's the Yisai to the Gemara of Basra, and all of the other Makaris that we mentioned. That is what we're trying to live right now, and that is the answer to the Kashas that we presented. Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zoicha, to stay focused, to present ourselves, to concentrate, to make sure that there's extra cement on these blocks, that the foundations are sturdy, Mirtz Hashem, to be able to have a real, true binyan, to be zeicha, Mirtz Hashem, with a psak of a year full of simcha, bracha, nachas, hatzlacha, aliyah, Mirtz Hashem, shalva barachavas adas, bezes Hashem, menucha, and all HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer kol mishalas lebeicha motayva, bezes Hashem, and you all should be zeicha to have a Shabbos of Tshuva, which is the same Oisiyos, Teshev, Shabbos of Tshuva, a Tshuva Dika Shabbos, that should Mirtz Hashem be a Hemshech of the Rosh Hashanah experience, and of all that we're highlighting now, that should bring us to a Heliga Chasima, and a Gemar Chasima Toiva, on the Yontif of Yom Kippur. Shkai Harbo Yisai.